Jesus is speaking to a crowd crowded in and around the house, so much so that the path to him is blocked. And four friends bring their paralyzed friend to Jesus for healing. And they can't get him to Jesus because of the crowd. And so they go up on the roof, and the word that's used there is used only once in the whole Bible. And it's a made-up Greek word for undoing the roof. You could almost say that the word is that they unroofed the roof. And it's a marvelous word because it implies a passion to get their friend before Jesus. So much so that they unroof the roof, and then just a phrase later it says, it uses a word that implies dig. They dug up the roof. And Jesus responds to these friends' passion. Seeing how much they cared about this man and worked so hard to get him in front of Jesus, Jesus says to him, "Your sins are forgiven." Now, we tend to think of the forgiveness of sins as being something personal, that I personally have to repent for my wrongdoings in order to receive Jesus' forgiveness. And yet here is Jesus forgiving the sins of someone because of his friend's passion to get him before the master. It doesn't fit our control needs. It doesn't fit our model for how this is supposed to work. You're supposed to be repentant and then God will forgive you. But here's a story that doesn't work that way. Here's a story where Jesus recognizes the power of the relationships, where Jesus recognizes that this man, having four friends so committed to his well-being that they would unroof the roof. And Jesus recognizes that that says something about this man. We say it all the time. We say that we are shaped and formed in relationship. The popular phrase for many years now has been, it takes a village to raise a child. And we understand that the relational is crucial and important. But we don't always think about how important or how telling it is. In Orthodox tradition, there is much love for the hermit who goes off on his or her own to pray in the wilderness and to repent of his or her sins. But it is amazing to me how many times those stories of those ancient hermit saints involve people or animals or all kinds of things coming and interrupting the hermit's solitude because God keeps pushing them back into relationship. And they can't get away from other people as much as they want to go away and be alone with the Holy Spirit. It happens time and time and time again. Daniil Alexandrovich, whose commemoration we're enjoying today, he was a prince. And he inherited his father's smallest bit of territory, Moscow, before it was a big city. And as much as he wanted to go and eventually did go and become a monk towards the end of his life, he understood the relationships that he was put in because he was the prince. And he valued those relationships. And in medieval Russia at the time, the various princes, all of whom were related to each other, were ignoring their relationships in favor of their pursuit of power. And Daniil rejected this. He understood that he was supposed to facilitate the relationships with his brother princes because peace made it possible to care for his people and facilitate their loving relationships with their family and their church and their God. And it's instructive that in that day and age, where so many times there were conflicts and challenges amongst the princes, only one time did Daniil Alexandrovich have to go to war. He only led his troops in battle once through his whole lifetime. This is practically unheard of in the Middle Ages anywhere, let alone medieval Russia. And that one time was when a fellow prince coordinated with the Tartars to invade the land. But Daniil Alexandrovich's focus was on the relationships. The importance of those relationships to bring peace to the land and blessings to the people. He understood Jesus seeing the passion of the paralytic's four friends. He knew that in some way that's deeper than just our individuality, the relationships are important. And that work that he did paid off. It's how Moscow became a great city. It's how Moscow became the capital city. Because Daniil Alexandrovich valued the relationships, worked for peace, resisted going to battle as much as he could. And then, in old age, finally, he got to be a monk and die a monk. Our relationships are important. There's something about relationship that speaks to who we are in a deep spiritual way. It's more than just our individuality. And that's a good thing for us to remember in Lent.